Welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah.
You mentioned wanting to get a better grip on the information overload we all kind of face these days, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I think we found something that might help.
Oh, cool.
And before we jump in, just wanted to give a big shout out to SafeServer, the ones who make these deep dives possible.
Awesome.
They specialize in hosting solutions and digital transformation consulting. You can learn more at www.safeserver.de.
Very cool.
You share some information about Trillium Next Notes.
Yeah.
And on the surface, it kind of sounds like just another note-taking app.
Mm-hmm.
But there's definitely a lot more to it than meets the eye.
For sure.
What we want to do today is try to figure out, what makes Trillium Next stand out.
Yeah.
Especially for someone like you who's, trying to gain knowledge quickly and really thoroughly without getting bogged down.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at what it is, how it works, and why it might just be the perfect personal knowledge base that you've been looking for.
Cool. I'm excited.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Trillium Next Notes is described as an open source, cross-platform, hierarchical note-taking application with a strong focus on building large personal knowledge bases.
Right.
So right away, that hierarchical part is interesting.
Yeah.
Instead of just a flat list of notes,
yeah.
You've got your Apple notes or whatever.
Right, right.
This lets you arrange them in this, tree structure with unlimited depth.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so fascinating here is the flexibility it gives you, right?
Yeah.
You can arrange your thoughts and information in a way that actually kind of mirrors how our brains work.
Yeah.
It's all interconnected and layers of detail.
Yeah.
And what's really powerful is that a single note can actually be placed in multiple locations in this tree structure through cloning.
Oh, wow.
Which is a really cool concept for connecting related ideas.
So you don't have to have separate notes for the same concept.
Yeah.
You can have one that kind of branches out in different areas.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's where it gets really interesting. It's not just plain text.
Right.
You've got a Waisai Weiji editor. So what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
It supports tables, images, math formatting.
Wow.
And if you're a coder, it supports syntax highlighting too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, this level of versatility means you can really centralize different types of information,
mm-hmm.
From meeting notes and research snippets to creative writing and code projects.
Yeah.
It's all in one place.
It seems like it's trying to be the one system to rule them all.
Exactly, a unified system for all your knowledge.
Okay, so navigating a large knowledge base can be daunting.
For sure.
But Trillium Next seems to have thought about that.
Yeah.
It offers fast and easy navigation between notes, full text search, and this thing called note hoisting.
Right.
What is note hoisting?
So note hoisting basically lets you focus on a specific branch of your knowledge tree.
Okay.
It temporarily hides the rest. So it's you're really zeroing in on a particular topic without getting distracted by all the other stuff. It's like noise canceling for your notes.
I like that, noise canceling for your notes.
Right.
So do you find yourself often wanting to kind of zoom in on one specific area when you're working?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to get sidetracked when you're going through your notes.
You know,
you start with one thing and then you end up down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, exactly.
So having that ability to just block everything else out and focus on what's important.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So another aspect that I thought was really cool is the seamless note versioning.
Yeah.
It's like having a history for all your thoughts.
Right. And I think that's really important when you're trying to, learn and understand something.
Yeah.
Being able to go back and see how your thinking has evolved,
mm-hmm.
How your understanding has changed over time.
Yeah.
And even just recovering accidentally deleted information.
Yeah. I've definitely done that before.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay. So beyond these sort of core features.
Yeah.
Trillium Next offers some more advanced features.
Right.
Note attributes for organization and querying synchronization with a self-hosted server, the ability to share notes publicly, and even strong note encryption.
Right. And what stands out to me there is that emphasis on self-hosting and encryption.
Mm.
It really shows that they care about user control and privacy.
Yeah.
Which are super important these days.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially when you're dealing with personal and sensitive information.
Mm.
And then the scripting capabilities and REST API.
Yeah.
Those are really cool because they open up the possibility for automation and customization.
Yeah.
So you can really tailor the system to your specific needs.
Yeah, it's not just a tool, it's like a platform.
Exactly.
So for those who are more visual,
yeah.
It even includes Excalidraw built in.
Oh, wow.
For sketching diagrams and relation maps.
That's awesome.
So you can actually visualize how your notes and ideas are connected.
Right. And that's so powerful because sometimes you don't see the connections until you actually see them visually.
Yeah.
You know, it's like those aha moments.
Yeah, those light bulb moments.
Exactly.
So what about these features? What stands out to you the most?
I think the visualization aspect is really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to see how everything's connected.
Yeah.
I think that could really help with understanding complex topics.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so installation seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
They offer desktop versions for Linux, Mac OS, and Windows.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also access it through a web interface if you install it on a server.
Right.
They even mentioned Docker for server installation.
Oh, wow.
Which is great for the more tech-savvy users.
Definitely.
Worth noting that currently only the latest versions of Chrome and Firefox are like fully supported and tested.
Right. Good to know.
For the web interface.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they have detailed documentation,
yeah,
including a patterns of personal knowledge base section,
mm-hmm,
shows that they've really put a lot of thought into how people can use this platform effectively.
Yeah.
And that kind of guidance is so valuable for beginners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean?
Right.
Trillium Next seems to be more than just a place to jot down random thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed as a tool to actively build and navigate a rich, interconnected personal knowledge base.
Yeah.
The hierarchical structure, the rich editing, the search capabilities.
Right.
And advanced features like versioning and relation maps.
Yeah.
These could all be powerful allies in your quest for knowledge.
Definitely.
Without feeling overwhelmed.
Right.
So this raises a question for you.
Okay.
How might a system like Trillium Next change the way you organize and interact with the information you encounter every day?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it would definitely make me more deliberate about how I capture information,
yeah,
and how I connect it to other things I know,
mm-hmm,
you know, instead of just having all these random notes scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
I could actually start building a coherent knowledge base.
Yeah, sister.
Exactly.
That's cool. So if you're intrigued and want to explore further,
mm-hmm,
you can find all the details on their GitHub page at github.com/TrilliumNextNotes. And their documentation is at trilliumnext.github.io/docs.
Awesome.
A big thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yes, thank you.
Remember, for all your hosting needs and digital transformation advice, head over to www.safeserver.dd.
For sure.
We hope this deep dive has given you a valuable shortcut to understanding Trillium Next Notes.
Yeah, I think it has.
Until next time, keep exploring.